The Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on RadioMD.com. Stay well. We're a passionate show that'll talk to you about what you can do to stay healthy for the long run and in the short run. Make yourself younger, as we like to say. We're going to talk about what LDL level you should shoot for. Last week, there was some brilliant news on Zetia being added to simvastatin. Now, neither are what I would call the ideal cholesterol statin. Statins do have a role, and we'll talk about that as well. But what level of LDL should you shoot for no matter how you get there, whether it is diet, exercise, and some supplements, or using a statin drug and maybe Zetia as well? The data would be, by the way, with adding Zetia, 1 in 2,000 people would benefit. So not very many, but it did have a substantial benefit for those. But what it did more than that is give us a clue for what LDL level is beneficial for you. We're going to talk about why the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force, that's an official task force of the U.S. government in the Health and Human Services realm, a group of academics, did not recommend vitamin D level testing for all when more than 63% of us are short of reduced vitamin D levels in our blood. 63 to 93, depending on which study you look at. It did recommend it for people over the age of 65. Why? Because an adequate vitamin D level over the age of 65 does decrease falls and decreased broken bones, hips in particular. The other really interesting news out that we're going to cover, being overweight was associated, according to the World Health Association, with more than 400,000 cancers each year. What can you do about it? And, in fact, combined with that, there this year and this, at the same day that report came out, the FDA came out talking about requiring restaurants with more than 20 locations, that is chain restaurants, etc., including pizza parlors, including theaters, etc., to list the calories per slice or the calories in a big tub of popcorn or whatever they sell, and to have it on all their menus, not just on the menu board, not just on their website, but every place they have an item for sale, they've got to list the calories. Wonderful news for those who follow that and want to get healthier. E-cigarettes, Japanese research showed, contain 10 times more carcinogens than regular, at least one brand did, and we'll come back to that. And the good news on that, the yin and yang, and that one too, 18% of American adults smoke cigarettes now. That's a new low. We'll talk about, are they right? The majority in the U.S. think that gluten-free diets will boost health. LeBron's story, can athletes be vegans? That is one of the things that's been associated, they said, with lackluster play. LeBron lost 25 pounds during the offseason as he changed his diet. Should he not have? Brown bag or cafeteria tray, kids don't eat healthy school lunch. That is, the school lunch program, which fed 5.1 billion lunches last year, 2.2 million breakfasts. If you look at it, it's healthier than the brown bag lunch, but in neither did kids get very many of the essential nutrients. It's almost showing like you need a multivitamin and mineral for every kid, because if you look at their diets, they are atrocious compared to what we thought was standard. Our guest at the bottom of the hour is W.G. Austin Jr., a plastic surgeon. Why is plastic surgery a treatment to die for migraines? And we'll have a real age tip of the week. It'll be about statins. We'll talk about what the real data is on statins, diabetes, mental dysfunction, and inflammation, and why you too should consider a statin if you're over the age of 50, or at least something like a statin or that has the actions of a statin. We'll also talk about one and only one in three of people with HIV. Now, that's a deadly disease. There's no doubt. If you have HIV, if you're diagnosed with it, you know it's a deadly disease. But only 30% have it under control. Why and what you can do about it, because it's an important issue for society. We'll talk with Gary Ginsberg in the second hour. That's right. If you only get hour one, this is hour one. But if you only get hour one, and a lot of stations only carry hour one, you can get the archive for hour two at radiomd.com, radiomd.com. You can get the archive for hour one as well. If you miss a show, radiomd.com, usually by Thursday, by Tuesday afternoon of the following week. Or, of course, if you want to listen live, radiomd.com every Saturday, 5 to 7 p.m. But Gary's going to talk about how the EPA is trying to tighten smog standards and why they're doing it. Cow manure present is an increasing risk to your drinking water. Is it true? And what's not toxic? He's going to talk about statins as well. The brains of people with chronic fatigue syndrome offer new clues about the disorder and new clues about its inflammatory characteristics. Smartwatch detects skin's electricity to predict seizures about 20 minutes in advance. Somehow you have a spike in electricity from your brain before you can detect a seizure's coming. The smartwatch can do it. That can get family members, can get you maybe some emergency treatment that will prevent an overt seizure. We'll talk about that as well. And the real age tip of the week, number two, that's going to be around eating out healthily at fast food places. Is there such a thing as healthy fast food? We also want to talk one more time. Flu is increasing. People didn't get their flu shots this year as rapidly, and as many didn't get it because of the Ebola concern. It's coming. If you're in Louisiana or Alaska, you know it's coming. If you're in Hawaii, get ready. It's coming, and the rest of the United States too, so get your flu shot. It turns out that this protects you against more than this year's flu. It diminishes the flu for the next 9 years, it looks like, at least in data. Diminishes inflammation in your body, which causes ruptures of heart attacks, strokes, memory loss. Really important for pregnant women, really important for kids under the age of two and young kids. Really important if you come in contact with anyone over the age of 65 or who might have a chronic disease, which means for the vast majority of people in the ages 2 to 50, you're really getting the shot for herd immunity. That is to protect everybody else. Doesn't kill many people from 2 to 50 normally. This year looks different. The hospitalizations and the deaths have been in middle-aged people, that is between the ages of 2 and 65, rather than just under the age of 2 and over the age of 65. And it seems to be increasing rapidly now. Let's go now to the first story of the day. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force, which assigns letter grades to various health measures, they often become what Medicare pays for and what they don't pay for, gave vitamin D screening for healthy, non-pregnant people a grade of I, incomplete, rather than a letter grade that would recommend for or against going forward. Experts, that is the experts on the panel, say our knowledge of vitamin D, the sunshine vitamin, that's right, we get it mainly from sunshine. That's where we used to get it, and from eating fish. Well, the sunshine vitamin, of course, it was fortified beginning in, I think, the 1940s in milk, and we don't drink as much milk anymore, so we don't get milk, we don't get sunshine because of sunblock. And we don't get vitamin D from some of the fish because we aren't eating as many of the fish with vitamin D in it. So between 63 and 93% of studies have shown we're lower than levels of 20. And most people think the ideal level should be around 35 or greater. That is, you can have 4,000 international units a day. And that's exactly what they said. They said it's cheaper, rather than getting tested for vitamin D level, just to take 1,000 or 2,000 international units a day. Since so many of the vitamin D levels don't have the vitamin D in it, get tested.
Are you one of the millions of Americans whose thyroid gland isn't functioning the way it's supposed to? Well, now there's hope. Introducing Actolin. Actolin is a dietary supplement that contains 17 ingredients that support thyroid function, your adrenal health, your energy metabolism, and your immune health. Actolin's nutrients were handpicked by the renowned holistic practitioner, Dr. David Brownstein. And now, for a limited time, you can get a risk-free trial of Actolin when you enroll in our convenient Smart Ship program and cover the first low shipping and handling fee of $4.95. That's right. Try Actolin as part of our risk-free trial and just pay $4.95 shipping. Learn more and sign up today at ActolinRadio.com. That's ActolinRadio.com or call 800-500-HEALTH. That's 800-500-4325. And mention promo code Actolin Radio. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease.
Her Radio with Dr. Pamela Peek, MD.
What we have to do now is we have to demand at the highest levels, National Institutes of Health and big funders, that before any study is done, that male and females are both included and that the sex differences are teased out.
And Michelle King Robeson.
Only 37% of clinical trials today are done on women, and that had to be passed by Congress to even get that done.
The Naked Truth about women.
We as physicians are now being asked to look at many of these medications, start at the lowest dose possible in women.
And the FDA said that too, that, you know, just prescribe the lowest dose. But we need to review all drugs for women.
Live every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern and always on demand at RadioMD.com, iHeartRadio Talk, and the free TuneIn Radio app. Stay well.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.
I'm so glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf.
What about that girl with the hoop earrings?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh, my God. Becky. Becky, are you okay?
My arm. I think it's broken.
Can you bend it?
It's already bent. In the wrong direction.
I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case,
my arm is fine.
Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm, it hurts.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike Roizen, you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on RadioMD. We tell you how you can control your genes to live the better life, the good life, the passionate life, how you can get your do-over. Coming at the bottom of the hour, Dr. W.G. Austin, M.D., Jr., actually. He's chair of plastic surgery at Mass General Hospital. Wonderful human being who's done work with the people at University Hospital in Cleveland and the Cleveland Clinic to learn how to manage migraines, maybe Botox and a nip and a tuck on your forehead may be the way, and he's got a less expensive way of getting it done, and even an insurance-covered way of getting it done, which seems to be effective in maybe as many as 90-plus percent of migraine sufferers. So if you have anyone, if you suffer from migraine, if anyone you know suffer from migraine, this is one interview you'll want to listen to. When we were rudely interrupted by the commercials, we were talking about the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force unwillingness to say and recommend vitamin D screening for everyone, but it did recommend it with a B rating, meaning B is probably help health a little, for vitamin D screening over the age of 65 and in pregnant women. Why? Because we know it's important for child's development. We know it's important for preventing falls. We don't know in the rest of people yet. At the same time, there was something called the Mendelian randomization of vitamin D. Very interesting study, unrelated. They didn't consider it on the task force because it wasn't out in time, but came out the same day in Lancet, which showed that in fact, if you have a low vitamin D level, that increases your risk of dying from all causes, and it was mainly infections and cancer, didn't affect cardiovascular mortality, by about 40%. 40% is huge. That means over a 20-year period, actually it was a 33-year period they studied, over this 33-year period, you were 40% more likely to die if you didn't have enough vitamin D in your blood. This is a very sophisticated randomization table, how they looked at the data. They look at it genetically, so they take the people with genetic abnormalities that change the vitamin D level, 33,000 of them, and rate them on based on how their genetics affect the vitamin D, up, down, sideways, etc., and look at their mortality rates. If they were in the low group, the group that had genetic changes that kept their vitamin D level low and had a low serum level, in fact, they had a 40% more likelihood of dying than if they had a normal or high level. So that means for the rest of us, we should get our level measured no matter what the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force does. And the reason to get it measured is most vitamin D supplements are irregular. Now, what you can do is take two or three different supplements, take 2,000 a week, if 2,000 a day, every day of the week, but from different companies, you're likely to be fine. And this is one where the company doesn't seem to matter. That is, 90% of all vitamin D supplements seem to be good, but 10% seem to have virtually none in it, and it's independent of company. At least that's what the Consumers Union and the Johns Hopkins study showed. So get your vitamin D, get 2,000 international units. I would get it measured and see what your level is. It seems that levels are a little higher if you take it with food, but they're, again, irregular in that area. So get your vitamin D level measured, and especially if you're over the age of 65 or under or in the pregnancy-bearing age. Now, for women, I think everyone in the pregnancy-bearing age, that is from 12 to 50, should have a multivitamin once a day. When we look at these kids' school lunches, and I'm going out of order from, for those of you who do get the newsletter, you can say subscribe. Send a message to UDOCS, Y-O-U-D-O-C-S, at gmail.com, UDOCS, Y-O-U-D-O-C-S, at gmail.com, with just subscribe, you'll get the newsletter. And if you want to subscribe to the News of the Week, just say subscribe and to the newsletter and subscribe to the News of the Week, and you'll get both. But we're going out of order a little bit in the News of the Week, so if you did that, and that's because the data show, and the data were really impressive, that they show that getting the vitamin D level is protective and is helpful for you to stay alive and free of disease. The other thing that is important in this news of the week relating to this is, and why everyone should get the multivitamin, is if you look at what kids get at school, these are the school lunch programs that are available for kids from kindergarten through 12th grade. They average providing one fruit or one vegetable per meal. And when a Johns Hopkins study looked at what the kids actually ate, they ate only partial of that fruit or vitamin. Now, that was better, though, than what they brought from home. What they brought from home was looked at a Baylor study, and a large number of kids were looked at in Texas who brought their bag lunches. They were mainly desserts, sugar-laden, salt, twice as much salt as recommended in the daily amount at one meal, and they had virtually no fruit and no vegetables in that. You can get fruit and vegetables in a sandwich. You can put tomatoes on it. You can put a salad in it. You can put a fork in there. Yeah, you can do all kinds of things. You can cut up the apple and put some lemon sprig on it so it stays looking good. But that we aren't getting them. The kids up to age 18 are not getting the right amount of nutrition. So 5.1 billion meals served for lunches, 2.2 billion for breakfast. And whether you're poor or adequate income, doesn't matter. You're not getting it from the U.S. government, and you're not getting it from home. Scary data. So the answer, we probably have to take half of a multivitamin morning and evening. So a full multivitamin a day, half. You can get it in gummy bears. You can get it in pills. You can get it in liquid, whatever you get it in. 98% of all the vitamins and minerals are made by three companies. I'm a scientific advisor to one of them, DSM. But it doesn't matter. Roche, DSM, and BASF make them. They're all the same. So whether you buy an expensive one or an inexpensive one, they're all roughly the same. The Life Extension has really good ones that are really quality checked, and the DSM ones are as well. But whatever you get, what do I take personally? I get a Walgreens, Walmart's, or Costco Men's Over 50, and that's what most of us want. Unless you're in the menstruating period, you want one with iron in it. Every other period, you want one without iron in it. So without iron is the Men's Over 50. With iron is the prenatal. From 12 to 50, every woman should be on them because it decreases autism risk by 40%, decreases childhood cancers by 65%, decreases childhood malformations by 80%, and 50% of pregnancies are unplanned in North America. So the ideal is get this 3 months before you get pregnant, and you prevent 65% of childhood cancers, 40% of autism, 80% of major malformations. So that's what to do. And that's why this study, don't get tested by vitamin D level. Well, sure, don't bother getting tested because it's going to be short. Just take the darn multivitamin. Take the extra vitamin D3, 2,000 international units for those over the age of 13, proportionately less under the age of 13 to body size. And that's my feeling about it. When we come back, we have a great guest, someone who's going to talk about migraine, headache, William G. Austin, Gerald Austin, known as Jay Austin, who's chair, chief of plastic and reconstructive surgery, chief of the division of burn surgery at Mass General Hospital in Boston. Wonderful human being who's now got an answer for migraines that seems to be applicable to a lot of people. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well.
We get it. Who wants to talk about vaginal itching and irritation? Vaginal itching, burning, and irritation can be very embarrassing to talk about, even to your gynecologist. Though this topic can be quite uncomfortable, this vaginal problem could be affecting you, just as it affects millions of other women. Thankfully, there is now a product that can provide you with instant relief. We mean fast, as in relief right now. Prevalief Soothe is a natural, paraben-free, rapidly absorbing lotion that is comfortable and soothing to apply. Prevalief Soothe uses a new, natural soothing peptide complex and is made with natural probiotic technology to support vaginal health. To stop your itching fast, visit Prevalief.com to find out more information and purchase the product for immediate relief from your feminine issues. That's Prevalief.com. Prevalief, for immediate comfort and relief.
Great party, huh, guys?
Yeah, it is. This is so great.
I do say so myself. Hey, did you know that birthday parties actually help build confidence in kids?
Yeah, I did know that.
Did you know that giving kids less sugar before bedtime helps them sleep better?
Right, of course.
Yeah, I knew that. Did you know that strollers have the right of way on sidewalks?
Oh yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, that's true. Did you know that friendly kids statistically have more friends?
Everyone knows that.
Oh yeah?
It's pretty obvious.
Yeah, so obvious.
Hey guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
I didn't know that.
Think I knew that.
No, you didn't.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
It sounds disgusting, but the average person has 160 varieties, 100 trillion bacteria in their GI tract. Some bacteria are beneficial, many are not. Undesirable bacteria can leave you feeling tired and sluggish and bloated. A simple solution, Natron's Healthy Trinity. You've heard of Healthy Trinity. It's the premier probiotic that's been helping millions of people with digestive problems for over 20 years. This powerful probiotic can help optimize digestion, promote healthy immune, colon, and liver function. And with a healthy digestive system, you'll gain focus and energy, and you'll feel so much better. Here's a special offer, 20% off a 3-month supply of Healthy Trinity. This is a limited time offer with a money back guarantee. Get 20% off right now. Call 866-4-NATRON or go to natron.com. Enter promo code RadioMD for the discount. Don't miss a single day without taking your Healthy Trinity. Natron.com.
This is the sound of a brand new outdoor grill being hurled off a 20-story building. Now a stylish glass coffee table. An electric guitar. These are the things you could enjoy all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Visit EnergySavers.gov and get tips on how to save energy and money. Then do things like switch to Energy Star light bulbs or Energy Star appliances, and you could save hundreds of dollars a year. So this doesn't happen to the recliner you've had your eye on, or this to the treadmill on your wish list, or this to the shiny new bike your kid's been asking for. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And Sonar, I have to ask you a question based on that commercial. Is that the same commercial everyone hears, that one of energy saving with everything falling off the 20-story building?
Everybody who's listening to Radio MD did.
So it's not different on different stations. That isn't just the filler ad.
I think that is local ad.
Ah, that is the local. So we have some national ads and some local ones, but that's the first time I've heard that ad about energy saving and all the things crashing off the building. But we have someone who can save crashes off the building with us, Jay Austin, William Gerald Austin Jr., who's chief of plastic and reconstructive surgery and chief of the burn surgery unit at Mass General, is with us because he's passionate about talking about migraine headache and what you can do about it. So, Gerald set the stage, or Jay actually set the stage. I worked with his father, whose name was Jerry, and he comes from a long line of obviously outstanding surgeons. His father was chair of cardiac surgery, and at 85, I think, still works full days at Mass General. But Jay, you work more than full days, I know, if you're a normal person at Mass General. And so tell us why you're passionate, so passionate about migraine that you took time off for this.
Well, thanks, Dr. Mike, for having me on the show. I'll tell you, in plastic surgery, we get to do a lot of really amazing work. I operate on children with clefts and women with breast cancer and get to take care of patients with all sorts of cosmetic complaints. And our patients are very happy. But I will tell you, the patients that I take care of with migraines and headaches are my happiest patients. So it really makes it very rewarding to work with these people who, when you first meet them, have very poor quality of life. And in many cases, they really get their life back.
And so I take it they're happy because they didn't expect to. Probably didn't expect to meet a plastic surgeon, and certainly didn't expect a plastic surgeon would help them get their life back. So is the reason they're so happy is because it's surprisingly unexpected to feel so good after seeing a plastic surgeon?
Well, I hope it's not surprising after you see a plastic surgeon. I think most of our patients are generally pretty happy, but the patients that I see are generally quite debilitated. This is what we're talking about today is surgery to help deactivate particular triggers for migraines and headaches. As you know, migraines and severe headaches affect more than 300 million patients worldwide, 35 million Americans, almost 20% of women. Number 9 on the disability list for women worldwide. I mean, this is a big deal. Migraines can be treated. They can be treated with medication, behavioral therapy. There are, fortunately, many good therapies for migraines. But, unfortunately, most of these treatments, most of the drugs, for example, for migraines, only work about 50% of the time. And about a third of patients are refractory to any common standard treatment. So the patients that I'm seeing have often tried everything. They've seen many, many different doctors, pain doctors, neurologists, and by the time they get to us, they're really at their wit's end. And so we're seeing patients who have pain often almost every day. Many of them can't work or find it quite difficult to work. So if you can improve their pain, if you can decrease the frequency, duration of their pain, you can imagine how happy they are.
Now, who should call you, who should see you? Obviously, it isn't every migraine sufferer, but is it someone who's failed one treatment? Is it someone who fails two? Or is it just everyone who's on more than one medication and is unsatisfied should see someone who deals with plastic surgery?
Sure. I think that's a great question. I'll tell you what I tell all my patients. First thing I say is, you know, I am not a migraine doctor. I'm not a pain specialist. I am a plastic surgeon. However, I've now seen hundreds of migraine patients, and we think that we do have some options for the right patients. The key is to identify the right patients. So patients really need to have seen a neurologist at least. They need to have more than one visit. You know, they really need to have tried a number of various therapies. And so typically I'm seeing patients who have tried and failed many therapies over many years. Often their neurologists have given up. They've given up. So that's where we start. We do have some pre-screening tools so patients can get online. They can get on our Mass General Hospital Division of Plastic Surgery website and fill out some questionnaires. Sometimes we'll see patients from around the world or around the country who we'll actually get on the phone with and talk to before they come to see us. We really make an effort to not waste people's time, to make sure that we're seeing the right patients. And then often you have to see them more than once to identify who might benefit from this therapy.
And now you're a plastic surgeon, so part of this therapy is that part of the cause, or the cause in some of the people, maybe a lot of them, is a nerve or muscle compression or blood vessel compression. that causes the pain, the migraine. Is that right?
That's right. This is a theory that was developed by a surgeon in Cleveland, Dr. Bahman Gyron, around the turn of this century, around the year 2000, made a number of really interesting discoveries. One with others noted that patients were getting Botox, their migraines were getting better. And as you know, that's an FDA-approved therapy for some migraine sufferers. He also noted that patients that were undergoing brow lift surgery, where the same muscles that are treated with Botox are released around the nerves as part of the operation, many of those patients who had migraines were reporting that their migraines were getting better. And this really stimulated him and others to investigate this further. So we now know that there are many patients with severe migraines that are triggered by irritation and compression of these nerves. If we identify those patients and release those compressions, these patients get better. It's really quite dramatic.
Now, do you, by the way, for people who want to know, you can go to Mass, you can Google Mass General Hospital Division of Plastic Surgery for Migraine, and you come right up to the right spot. It says Advances in Migraine Surgery, and you see a picture of Jay Austin there and can read more and go about doing the treatments and the quizzes and to find out if you're appropriate for it. So, and the short form is www.massgeneral.org/plasticsurgery/. Both are backslashes, and you get to, but the easy way, Google Mass General Hospital Division of Plastic Surgery for Migraine. Now, how do you identify the right person? Do you use Botox or local anesthetic first to find that, or is there are there other ways of doing that?
Well, this is we're early in this field, and like many fields, it's evolving. There's a group of us around the country that are quite passionate about this, and we have a group. We meet, we talk on the phone, and I would tell you that a couple of years ago, all of us would have felt that Botox was critical to diagnosing the right patients. I think now, led by Dr. Gyron, many of us believe the most important thing is really the patient's story, and the story can include whether they responded to Botox, whether they responded to nerve blocks. But the most important thing is that their story is consistent with a nerve compression.
When we come back, we're going to talk more about this and more about the whole field of migraine and its evolving. We'll even talk about decompression and nerve pain in diabetes. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on RadioMD.com. Stay well.
Are you one of the millions of Americans whose thyroid gland isn't functioning the way it's supposed to? Well, now there's hope. Introducing Actolin. Actolin is a dietary supplement that contains 17 ingredients that support thyroid function, your adrenal health, your energy metabolism, and your immune health. Actolin's nutrients were handpicked by the renowned holistic practitioner, Dr. David Brownstein. And now, for a limited time, you can get a risk-free trial of Actolin when you enroll in our convenient SmartShip program and cover the first low shipping and handling fee of $4.95. That's right. Try Actolin as part of our risk-free trial and just pay $4.95 shipping. Learn more and sign up today at ActolinRadio.com. That's ActolinRadio.com or call 800-500-HEALTH. That's 800-500-4325. And mention promo code Actolin Radio. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease.
This is Meryl Streep. Over the years, I have played some characters you could call controlling, but the truth is, there's so much in life we can't control. But here's something we can: colorectal cancer. It affects men and women, and it's the second leading cancer killer in the US, which is astounding considering it's almost entirely preventable. Here's how. Most colon cancers start as polyps, and screening helps find polyps so they can be removed before they even turn into cancer. Screening also finds this cancer early, when treatment works best. For me, screening was simple and quick. It was no big deal, except for the huge sense of relief you feel afterwards. There are several tests that you can choose from. If you're 50 or older, you should talk to your doctor. Decide which one's right for you. Take control. Do everything you can to prevent colon cancer. Screening saves lives. It could really save your life. For more information, call 1-800-CDC-INFO.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.
Each year, millions of people fall for dangerous fad diets and bogus weight loss products. Here's how to separate facts from fad. This is registered dietitian Melissa Joy Dobbins for the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics with your Eating Right Minute. Fad diets give lots of promises and few results. Some are even dangerous. Remember these warning signs. A guarantee of rapid weight loss is a red flag. For long-term success, aim to lose about 1 pound per week. Never follow a diet that bans an entire food group or one that allows you to only eat from one group. Finally, there is no proof that eating specific foods at certain times of the day will help with weight loss. To create an eating plan just for you, see a registered dietitian and visit www.eatright.org. Encouraging you to eat right, I'm registered dietitian Melissa Joy Dobbins with the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. We're talking with a very innovative and wonderful surgeon from a surgical family about what is usually classified as a non-surgical disease, migraine headache. But there's new information developed by Mass General and, if you will, a little bit from the Cleveland Clinic, a lot from University Hospital in Cleveland, on decompression, nerve change decompression, that is, relieving the nerve of a tight band around it that relieves the migraine in specific patients. So we're talking with Dr. Austin, who, Jay Austin, and if you want to find him on the website, it is, go to Mass General Hospital, Division of Plastic Surgery, Migraine Treatment, and you go right to his picture. You can then get to a patient questionnaire, which tells you whether you're a candidate or not for this. In any case, Dr. Austin, thank you for coming on. And tell us more, what's the difference? Now, there's the question is, it says non-endoscopic versus endoscopic surgery for this. Why is there the question of those two?
Well, this field, as I mentioned earlier, was developed by Baum and Guyron, and he has shown all of us that many of these nerves can be approached endoscopically, just as he and others would approach a brow lift. And that has been very well proven by him to be an excellent method.
So define endoscopically for our listeners, if you would.
What we're doing in these surgeries is we think about this very simplistically, like carpal tunnel of the head. So people are probably familiar with the idea of carpal tunnel, that as you go through life, you develop pain in your hand due to compression of nerves in your hand. And if you release those, you can improve the pain, improve the symptoms. And this is the same idea. One of the great things about being a plastic surgeon is we know how to get to various parts of the face and neck without making visible or obvious scars. One way is to make incisions in the scalp and use endoscopic equipment, video cameras and instruments that have been designed to approach the area around the eyes through these incisions in the head. And this is just another form of minimally invasive surgery. And Dr. Guyron really pioneered this technique of releasing these nerves to deactivate triggers in migraine patients. Another way to do that is through the eyelids, just as you would for an upper eyelid plasty or an eye lift or blepharoplasty. And we have very much focused on this technique. It works very well for patients who are not amenable to the endoscope, or surgeons who don't have an endoscope or endoscopic training. I've met surgeons around the world who just don't have access to this equipment. If you really think about it, there's over 340 million patients with migraine. We don't know how many of those patients would be amenable to this treatment, but I can tell you it's in the many millions. To date, probably only a few thousand have had the benefit of this treatment. So we're just looking at other ways to get this to people around the world. We found that in our study that using the eyelid approach seems to work as well as the endoscope. We certainly have a lot to learn about this and other approaches.
And the eyelid approach looks less expensive and available to many more people than the endoscope, which is obviously a highly trained tool.
Well, I think in most medical centers around the U.S., the endoscopic technique is great and will work quite well. I think what we've just shown is that using the eyelid approach will also work well. You're right. You probably don't need to buy all this endoscopic equipment. But, for example, if you go to the hospitals around Cleveland or in Boston, that equipment is probably readily available. But if you go to other parts of the world, it may not be.
And so this is, when you say this is available and should be used, if you said the United States, we have 35 million people chronically treated for migraines, your guess is how many of them have this type of tunneling or compression of a nerve causing the pain? If you said, is it 10%, is it 5%, is it 50%, do you, your best guess? And I realize it's totally
well,
a guess.
It's hard to say. I would say this. We know that you know, migraine is a problem of the brain. And some of the debate around these techniques have come from a misunderstanding. We are not saying that we are curing migraines. What we are treating is the trigger for migraines. We know that all migraine sufferers have various triggers. In many patients, those triggers are going to be compressions of these nerves. If those are your only triggers, you're not going to get migraines anymore. Half of our patients that we've operated on essentially are free of migraines. Now, that doesn't mean that they couldn't get a migraine again if they were exposed to some other trigger. So it really is a matter of treating those triggers in patients where it's dominant.
And I saw where 90% got some benefit, really remarkable, 50% total avoidance of the trigger, and more than, 90% get some significant benefit, 50% or more benefit.
Right.
So it's really remarkable. Dr. Jay Austin, A-U-S-T-I-N-T-E-N, A-U-S-T-E-N, Jr., get to him by Mass General Hospital, Division of Plastic Surgery, Migraine Treatment, and you can find out about this and find out if you're a candidate for it. Thank you very much for coming on.
Oh, thanks so much for having me, Dr. Mike.
Thank you. And now we're going to go to the Real Age Tip of the Week. And this is about statins and the LDL level. Recent data from the Zetia and simvastatin trial showed that getting to a level of LDL below 50 or 50 or about 50 for patients with coronary artery disease decreased the risk of coronary artery disease, maybe even helped reverse it. Can you do it with diet? Maybe, if you go totally nothing with a mother, nothing with a face. But in this case, adding two drugs that reduced the cholesterol level seems significant. But remember, there are side effects from statin drugs. So in addition to preventing heart attacks and strokes, protection against Alzheimer's, cataracts, prostate cancer, blood clots in your lung and legs, and dying from pretty much any infectious disease, statins do increase your risk of type 2 diabetes and a few cases of delirium. So next doc check, get a type 2 diabetes check if you're on a statin drug. And that's the Real Age tip of the week, because patrolling your own health will make you 12 years younger. We'll be right back in the second hour of You, the Owner's Manual radio show on RadioMD.com, where the key is for you to stay well. We are going to help you stay well. If you can't get us, if you're not covered by the second hour, you can always log on to RadioMD.com and get it in the archives.
It sounds disgusting, but the average person has 160 varieties, 100 trillion bacteria in their GI tract. Some bacteria are beneficial, many are not. Undesirable bacteria can leave you feeling tired and sluggish and bloated. A simple solution, Natron's Healthy Trinity. You've heard of Healthy Trinity. It's the premier probiotic that's been helping millions of people with digestive problems for over 20 years. This powerful probiotic can help optimize digestion, promote healthy immune, colon, and liver function. And with a healthy digestive system, you'll gain focus and energy, and you'll feel so much better. Here's a special offer, 20% off a 3-month supply of Healthy Trinity. This is a limited time offer with a money back guarantee. Get 20% off right now. Call 866-4-NATRON or go to natron.com. Enter promo code RadioMD for the discount. Don't miss a single day without taking your Healthy Trinity. Natron.com.
Can you tell if the surfaces in this kitchen are crawling with bacteria that could cause chronic arthritis? Listen. Can't, can you? You can't see it either. Wash surfaces, utensils, and hands frequently with soapy water while preparing food, especially when handling raw meats or eggs. Raw food may contain bacteria that can make you very sick, or worse. 1 in 6 Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die. But you can keep your family safer by cleaning with soap and water as you go. Learn more about this and other important information. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. That's foodsafety.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.